And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, it's Friday. Praise God, it's Friday. It's time for Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day. We have some doozies, a couple of devotional diamonds to dive deep into for the development of our divine dedication. Do you like all those D's? There's a lot of D's in that. See that? Listen, I'll do that again. We have some doozy devotional diamonds to dive deep into for the development of our divine dedication. A lot of D's. Specific DDDDD is tremendously ferocious that we're going to cover. The real question is, can everything we go through, the ups and the downs, the frustrations and the victories, the successes and the failures, can it all be from God? Can everything we go through be part of God's plan for us to grow up in Jesus? Could it be part of God's plan for us to definitively look more like Jesus? Does he really have that much control? Your answer to that question conveys your understanding of his truth. And finally, we take a few extra moments in today's show to acknowledge our great friend, Pastor Ray, who's again dancing on streets of gold. Sometimes I read his devotions and they just encourage me to draw closer to the Lord. Sometimes I read his devotions and they just make me want to go to heaven. Ray talks about where life begins, and I know that everybody's starting to think in their mind biological terms and politics, but that's all wrong. Pastor Ray reveals the place, the moment, and the truth about when real life begins.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, remember, it's not professional radio. I've done 2,500 shows, doing this for 10 plus years. It's definitely not professional radio. I'm just going to say that to you. Here's the deal, though. We're just gathering around, strengthening, encouraging, blessing one another, and asking, hey, what do you think? You can email us during the show, which is kind of cool, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show. Whether you're in San Diego, whether you're in Denver, whether you're in Dallas or Detroit, you can text us right now. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770. 0770. You'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the weekend.
Aww.
Aww, isn't that the best, though?
Yes, it is. Happy Friday, David.
Happy Friday to you, my friend. Here we go. I've got a lot of stuff that we've got to cover, but I want to make sure you know what's going on first before I give you the trivia question, or before I tell you that if you answer the trivia question or if you call in during the show and talk to Jacob, you can get a free book from Michael Youssef, How to Read the Bible as If Your Life Depended on It. We're going to give one away today. You can call in on that. You'll be able to call in Bible trivia. You'll be able to do that. You'll be able to call in with anything that's going on. But I want to make sure you understand this first. If you've got a prayer request, bring it. Let's pray. If you got a praise report, bring it. Let's hear. You don't have to talk well, speak well, formulate it well. Let the Lord take care of it. Just share from your heart. If you got something going on you want to share, the Lord's blessed you, and great. Some insights, great. Something that's working for you or operating with you, great. If you got something coming up and you're just like, I just want to cover myself in prayer, great. Whatever it is that we can do to encourage you, let's do that. Whatever we can do to encourage one another, let's do that. Just like Hebrews 10:25, that we encourage one another as we see the day getting closer and closer. Speaking of Bible trivia, let's see how many people can get this one. It's a well-known question on this show, so if you haven't heard it before, you might as well get used to it. We'll be doing it every, I don't know, 6 months or so. After Elijah prayed over the Shunammite's son, how many times did the boy sneeze? We did the opposite of this last week. Did he sneeze 2 times, 7 times, or not even once? When Elijah prayed over the Shunammite's son, how many times did the boy sneeze? How many times did he do that, Donald? That's what we want to know. That's what we want to know. And so, is it 2 times, 7 times, or not once? Your answer is in 2 Kings 4, 31 through 37. That's 2 Kings 4, 31 through 37. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. It's a phone, but it won't bite you. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Ooh. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. After Elijah prayed over the Shunammite's son, how many times did the boy sneeze? Is it 2 times, 7 times, or not even once? Your answer, 2 Kings 4, 31 through 37. In the meantime, we'll do our DNA. DNA, building blocks of how we exist and how we function. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
It's just nothing I can say. There's nothing I can do on this show. There's nothing I can communicate to you. There's nothing that your pastor can teach you. There's none of that can help you the way it can help you just by spending time with the Lord. There is not one thing that can help you in all of the universe like spending time with the Lord, period. If you don't know that, you're missing abundant life. There you go. How about that? And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. As we know, Satan's active in trying to quench people from sharing the word of God because it's just not politically correct. Well, too bad. It's God correct, and that's the bottom line. And that's all we should care about. See, it's this way. Are you more interested in making sure that people think you're awesome or spending eternity with God? Because you're not going to do both. Get it? All right. That's D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve. That's the big key, is not being me. And we were just talking about that. It's very important for us to have our lives out of ourselves, out of our shell, out of our, these are our parameters. We have to be ready. And that's actually what Luke 12 says, to be ready to serve. To be ready to serve means to be mindful of the Lord. Here's the question. Are we continually mindful of the Lord? What's awesome about that is he will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee because he trusts in thee. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. The benefit, listen to what I'm saying to you, the benefit of having your mind stayed upon the Lord and being ready is you get peace because God is in control and you know it. That's just so cool. That's our DNA. D, draw closer to the Lord daily and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready to serve. Do we have somebody ready to answer the trivia question? We do. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Don. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Don. How are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out how to get sunshine around here.
Well, you know, the big thing is that when there's not sunshine, it's just being hidden because it's actually always there. That's the way to think.
I just need to
right, my brother. Let me set it up for you, and then you can hit it out. You ready?
Okay. I hope I got it.
I think you'll do good. Here we go. After Elijah prayed over the Shunammite's son, how many times did the boy sneeze? Is it 2 times, 7 times, or not once?
7 times.
That is correct, my dear sir!
You know, I'm going to tell you something, David.
What's that?
I just love listening to your show, and let me tell you why. Because, you know, if you're a Bible thumper like I am, it makes you feel so much better that, wow, I knew what the question, I knew the answer, I knew the answer, I knew the answer. And yesterday, I got every one of them, and I don't even call in normally because I want to give other people a chance to answer, but I think it's so cool.
That's awesome. That's very,
nobody
very awesome.
Nobody has anything like that.
You're
the only person that does that.
Oh, well, that's nice. There's a lot of other good ministry. I mean, there's lots of great radio people, but I have a very low attention span, which is part of my problem. And so that's why actually people don't know. Getting the doctorate was so miraculous for me because it was like, really? I have to do this for more than 20 seconds? Wow. So I didn't like that very much. But that's why that's
brother.
So funny.
Well, listen.
All right,
love
brother.
You. I'll talk to you soon again.
All right. God bless, bro.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. See, I always thought it was funny because he sneezed 7 times. You got to have to just after your shot. I know you're not thinking of this, but I'm thinking of this. Is that where they decided, hey, we need Kleenex? Is that what? I need facial tissue because this kid's sneezing 7 times. That's a lot of sneezing. All right, let's get into the teaching. I just love this. I think you will too. I hope you do. Luke chapter 20, verse 1 through 4, our first DDD of the day. It says this, Luke 20, 1 through 4. One day as Jesus was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes with the elders came up and said to him, tell us, by what authority do you do these things? Or who is it that gave you this authority? Verse 3, he answered them, I will ask you a question. Now tell me, was the baptism of John from heaven or from men? Listen to why this is so fabulous. Okay, first of all, it shows that your English teacher was wrong. God bless her. I mean, God bless him, whoever it is. But they told you, you can't answer a question with a question. And your response should be, didn't Jesus do that? Because then you'd be answering with a question and then also affirming the truth that Jesus often responded to comments and statements and questions with questions. So everybody who thinks that's rude, sit down. Okay, that's number one. Okay, that's just me being funny. Okay, number two. We just talked about wisdom. Wisdom from above and wisdom from below. We just talked about bitter envy and selfish ambition versus the wisdom that's from above, which is pure, it's unpolluted, it's gentle, it's full of mercy, right? There's a peacefulness to it, right? Listen to this connection. I didn't even make this connection until I'm teaching this right now. I love stuff like this, but here it is, how it goes. They ask Jesus, by what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority? Two questions. He says, I will ask you a question. You tell me, the baptism of John from heaven or from man? So he answers a question with a question, and here's the key. Every issue, listen to what I'm going to tell you, every issue has a choice. Every issue has a choice. And it's simple. Is your choice heaven or earth? Is it the wisdom from above or the wisdom from below? You see how that connects? Is it the things that God has centered into your life, or is it the things that man think should be the center of his life? Is it God being God or man acting like God? That's the question. Every question, every issue has a choice. Here's your first big clue. Heaven or earth? Who's being honored? Who's being acknowledged? Who's getting the glory? Uh-oh. Who's getting the glory? That's the key. So Jesus goes, oh, yeah? All right. John the Baptist. Simple. Heaven or earth? Well, we can't answer you. You know why they couldn't answer him? They were afraid of the people. That already tells you where their wisdom comes from. Not a good place. You can't live your life afraid of people. They don't have a heaven to put you in. They can make your life miserable for a season, but only if the Lord allows it. Don't forget, okay? All right. We'll take a short break, then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David, it's Brother Stan.
Hey, Brother Stan. How are you, brother? We mentioned you a little bit earlier. I want people to keep on praying for you. How are you doing, and how's your wife?
Well, I want to answer the trivia question and give a praise report.
Oh, okay. So let's do the trivia question first. And there's a little leeway in this one statement because it has like three different really practical responses.
Yeah.
But let's just go with the ones on your heart. What kind of giver does God love? What kind of giver?
Cheerful or happy?
That is correct, Amundo! Cheerful, happy, generous, great-spirited. Any of those will work. But God just wants people that say, here it is, praise the Lord, I'm glad to give it. Not people that go, I got a five, I think I can squeeze that out. That's not what the Lord wants. That's not the right kind of offering for God. We don't do stuff like that. That's bad, right? We do it with the right heart and the right spirit, right?
That's right.
All right, give me an update. Give me an update.
Update, wife's out of hospital. Changed woman, high in spirit, high in praise, high in energy. The Lord is just a God, and I appreciate him. And the witness of all the radio audience and you, Brother David, and everybody at the radio station, my God answers prayer. Because it was heavy on my heart on how my God, how my wife would behave after being released from the hospital. She is in wonderful spirits, and it's just a great thing that God has done for me, because I had a lot of things weighing on me, you know, things that she used to do, paying the bills and all of that. That had to be on me, which I take that. You know, I get that. The vow said, better works, whom help, rich and poor. And so I'm proud of myself because I've done what I could to step in for my wife who was missing for those short weeks. And she's a sweetheart. She's changed. God has answered our prayer.
Hallelujah, brother.
Wow.
That is just a fantastic testimony. Everybody who's listening should recognize, and then we shoot this off to Gary right now, who's got his issue going on with his wife, Sheila. It's like, listen, God does stuff. Let's keep pushing until something happens. That's right.
Yes.
What a great testimony.
I'm going to listen, but Gary, now I'm praying for you and everybody else. The saints' prayers will be answered.
That's
God
right.
God does answer prayer of his people, his children. I love y'all. Be blessed.
All right. God bless you, brother.
You're here when I need you the most. When I need you the most. I never need you.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Get ready for next trivia question. Don't forget, you can also get a free copy of Michael Youssef's book, How to Read the Bible as If Your Life Depended on It. Ooh. In order to do that, though, Jacob has to get your information, which is your mailing address. That's the only way we can do it. And then we ask Jennifer to send him out one day a week. Okay, get it. And so keeping it simple, you're welcome to have it. You know, we're not trying to push that on anybody, but if you want it, book, we got the copies. Let's share them. Okay? I mean, I've been giving away literally Michael Youssef books since my first day in radio. Isn't that funny? It's just weird. So that's the only author I know that I've been giving away the whole time. That's just weird. All right. Here's our trivia question. And then following the trivia question, I have some jokes. You guys are like going, wait, we need it. No,
I'm ready to hear them.
Yeah, I got some jokes. I got some breakout jokes. But here, first, let's do a trivia question. At what age did Mephibosheth become lame? At what age did Mephibosheth become lame? Was he 12, 8, or 5 years old? 12, 8, or 5 years old? Your answer is in 2 Samuel 4:4. What age did Mephibosheth become lame? 12, 8, or 5? Al took a stab at it right before I even finished the question. Just missed it. Anyway, that's a joke. 12 years, 8 years, or 5 years, what age did Mephibosheth become lame? Your answer, 2 Samuel 4:4. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. In the meantime, I have some very ridiculous jokes that are good for you to go into the weekend with, okay? One of them is a classic. Now, I say classic. That means to me it's a classic. That does not mean to Jacob it's a classic.
I was going to say, is it a knock-knock joke?
Yeah. You know my favorite knock-knock joke? You know what my favorite joke is? I say knock-knock.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Who?
See, that's the who's there. See, then you put it back on the other person.
Who's
see,
there?
No, I say that. See, because you said knock-knock. See, got you off guard.
Okay. Right. Yeah, you got me.
I got you. That's like a bull away. You know what that is?
No.
You know what a bull away is?
A bull away?
Yeah. You want to know?
What?
You can ask me.
What's a bull away?
About 2 tons. All right, here we go. See, that's your fault. Jacob's just looking at me like going, I can't believe you just did that to me on the air. That's right. If you can't laugh a little, there's something wrong. You got to just chill, right? I mean, look, there's enough stuff, right? There's enough going on. Right? You got enough going on in your own life, right? Smile. That's all. Why? Because Jesus is coming again. Yay! I mean, that's just the best thing ever. All right, somebody ready to answer the trivia question? I'm going to have to wait on the jokes then. All right, let's send the person through on the trivia question. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
Gary, I am so glad you called. I was wondering about how you were doing. I haven't heard from you. Oh, I'm so glad that you're calling, though. Are you doing all right?
Well, about the same, but my phone, I had problems with my phone, so for 2 weeks I couldn't call you. So this is the first day I could call.
Well,
got my phone up yesterday, so.
Well, God bless you. I've been praying for you, though, and I know that you went through it, but I just want to keep praying for you. And I'm just so glad I pray for him. Oh, Lord, I hope he calls. And that's so funny because your phone wasn't working. It's like,
I believe God helped me get this phone up, too. I believe I prayed about it and finally got AT&T to get it working.
So. All right. Excellent. That's a great testimony that you prayed about it. You brought it before the Lord, and the Lord helped you. That's
yeah, I
awesome.
Believe he did. I really do.
Yeah, and I believe that with everything in me. I've had thousands of situations like that happen over 45 years. It's just like you just know the Lord's helping you. It's like, that's so cool. That's a great way to start it. All right, let me do the trivia question, then we're going to pray for you, and I'm pretty sure you'll get this one. At what age did Mephibosheth become lame? Was it 12 years, 8 years, or 5 years?
It was 5 years.
That is correct, Amundo, sir! One of the top 25 sermons I've ever heard in my life was a preacher preaching on Mephibosheth going, you are Mephibosheth and must be carried to the king's table. I was like, oh, that's so good. I just love that. That's just great stuff. Anyway, let me pray over you, brother, and I'm just so happy to hear you. You just cheered up my heart immensely. But let me pray over you, okay?
Okay.
Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. We lift up our brother. I love Gary, Lord, and I'm just asking you in the name of Jesus Christ to bring healing into his body. We've asked you, petitioned you, knocked on the door. And you know what, Lord? You're very clear in your teaching. Knock and it shall be answered with the action of knocking. So we're still knocking. We're asking you to heal him by the stripes of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:24. You just make it clear. And we're asking you to be Jehovah Rapha in this moment for him so he can have healing in his body. He's got other things going on. We ask you to bless him in those. Thank you for getting him back in touch with us and him having the situation resolved. And you gave him grace there, and we appreciate that. We're just asking for grace in his physical body because you have the authority to do it. And we ask you to manifest that authority in his life. And we ask you to manifest that authority in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. And I've been praying for all of you, and I'll continue to pray for you.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate you.
God bless you now.
You too. Bye-bye. I'm so glad to hear from him. I just love hearing from him. He's just one of those great guys. Okay. Let's see. Okay. I guess I'm going to have to do the jokes now because I set it up, huh? I don't really have a choice. Huh?
You don't sound very confident in these
being fun. Well, because I'm split between this and the teaching. All right. I'll do both. Here we go. All right. Here's your first one. You'll like this one. Why did the dermatologist hurry to jail?
Why?
Because everybody was breaking out. See? See? Huh? Huh? That's pretty good. Now, I find this is not the classic one, but I do find this funny. Okay, so just bear with me. It's about six lines, but you'll get it. A lawyer and his doctor friend were working out at the gym. I come here to exercise, but people are always asking me for advice, the doctor complained to the lawyer. What do you think I should do? Well, said the lawyer, the next time you give advice, send a bill. A few days later, the doctor opened up his mail and found a bill from the lawyer. Because he gave him advice. See,
you're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, I don't blame you. All right, this one's classic, though. And now, when I say classic, this is classic. The judge to the driver. You've been accused of hitting a comedian with your car and then dragging him for four blocks. The driver responds, it was only three blocks, Your Honor. The judge responds, that's still carrying a joke too far. Ow! Come on! That's right. I told it. All right, here we go. see, you dragged him. Okay. All right. Here you go. I think they're funny. All right, I'm going to give you something that's going to blow your mind. Luke 21, 11 through 13. I'm going to have to actually read part of this because I only put part of the scripture down because I'm old and I don't always remember. Luke 21, 11 through 13. This is what Jesus said. And just catch this, okay? There will be great earthquakes and in various places famine and pestilence. There will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all of this, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake, and this will be your opportunity to bear witness. Verse 14, therefore settle in your hearts not to worry beforehand on how you will answer. Uh-oh. Listen to what's coming. Earthquakes. People are like, we've had a lot of earthquakes. Yeah, I don't know if we've had enough to say there's just great earthquakes everywhere. Various places, famines. People say, well, what about this? The famine in Ethiopia and pestilence and AIDS. And okay, maybe. I don't know if it's reached its peak. We don't know yet that. Before all this will happen, though, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you. Oh, this must be only talking about the Jerusalem thing. Doesn't say that. In fact, the answer to Jerusalem comes later on. They will deliver you up to the synagogues and prisons, which tells you it's religion and politics that will be the persecutors, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. Authority people will be stepping on the necks of Christians, and this will be what? Your opportunity to witness for me. Therefore, settle in your mind. What? What do you mean, settle in my mind? Did you know that you can settle issues in your mind? Who taught that? Jesus. You want to settle the issue? Here's the issue he wants you to settle. Don't worry about it. You're like going, wait a second. You just said they're going to lay hands on us. They're going to persecute us. They're going to deliver us up to synagogues and prisoners. And this is your opportunity to bear witness, and I don't have to worry about it because you're going to. It's like, I don't got to worry about this? Nope. Settle in your mind right now. Here's what it is. Ready? You don't need to worry. Why? Because Jesus has you. I don't know how to say this any clearer. I'm going to do my best, though. I really am. Jesus has you. Okay, I know, Dave, but I might have to go through persecution. And then, you know, I'm still trying to figure out how it interfaces with the rapture and then the millennium and how that's working. And okay, listen to what I'm saying so it cuts through all of it. Jesus has you. Settle in your mind. He has you. But I don't know what's going to happen, Dave. Yes, but God does. I don't know what's going to happen in this circumstance, Dave. Yes, but God does. I don't know how I'm going to handle this if it doesn't go my way, Dave. Yes, but God does. And he wants you to settle in your mind. He's got you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never abandon you. You will never be alone. You will never be separated from the love of Jesus Christ. Ever. Ever. So, settle in your mind. Do not worry. Well, that almost sounds like it's a decision. Bingo! We have a winner. We have a winner. Bingo! It is a decision. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then the show starts, and you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience, only for the brave of heart and the bored.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Here's what it says. The sure way to avoid criticism. To avoid criticism, the article says, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. That was said by a successful and innovative coach of the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team. Now, that's not the only reason I'm reading the article, not because it's just a hockey team coach thing, but here's what it says. Number one, say nothing and become the unwitting victim of everybody else's opinion or point of view. Two, do nothing and just watch life from the sidelines. Three, when our voices remain silent and our actions still, we are nothing.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770. The Truth Station here in Texas. We got our next trivia question. After that trivia question, we're going to be sending you up to the website. After that, we're going to be doing probably history and so on and so forth. I do want to give props to Joyanne and Cordelia. Actually, I don't know if it was from both of them or from Joyanne, but she sent me a picture of, you know, you have those receptacles that take garbage, or those big, like, big things, and you throw lots of garbage in when you're cleaning out your house and stuff like that. You put them on a driveway, and people, like, throw stuff away, and or, like, a roofer will use it and throw all the old stuff away. Anyway, she sent one, and it says Ace and Gary Services, and I just think that's funny because we pray for Brother Ace and for Brother Gary. So it's like, that's hilarious. Excellent picture, Joyanne. Put that on KPW. That's classic. Here's your trivia question. Ooh, can I say this is a little harder? Sure it is. This is a little harder question. Last one will be a little easier, but this is a little harder. Here we go. How many silver shekels did Achan, boy, he was Achan, how many silver shekels did Achan hide from Joshua? So this is in Joshua chapter 7, and it's 20 through 26 as a reference point, but how many shekels did he hide? Was it 300, 250, or 200? 300, 250, 250, or 200 shekels? How many shekels? Listen to the numbers. How many shekels did Achan hide from Joshua? 300, 250, or 200? Those are your three choices. Okay, so if it's not one of those three choices, your answer is going to be wrong. Okay, I'm just saying. So Joshua chapter 7, verse 20 through 26. That's a great question. That's a tough question. All right, before we take the call, we got to send people up to the site. So we got to make sure to do that because I've got to be careful because we need donations. If I don't send you to the site, then it doesn't happen that way. So here, if you can give, great. If you can't, I get it. Okay? How's that? Okay? But if you can give, give. If you've never given before, please do so. We think that would be awesome. And then the more people we have giving, even if they're a little amount, it just makes a big, big difference and we can keep doing the show. Just that simple. Also on the website, tons of cool stuff. Tons of cool stuff. I mean, just a lot of stuff on there. Check it out on the website, hemusincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemusincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemusincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemusincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemusincrease.org.
Hemusincrease.org.
Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka.
There you go. I just hooked on something. Okay. We have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. Hey, David. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Turn your radio down. Shabbat shalom.
Okay, Shabbat shalom.
Yeah.
Shall I open my eyes while I'm driving?
Yes, you shall not pray while you are driving to the point of closing your eyes and believing that the force is leading you. Okay, so let's not do that. Okay, that's not a good idea. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, my brother, let me set it up for you and give you a chance to hit it out of the park. Ready?
Sure, sir.
Okay, how many silver shekels did Achan hide from Joshua? Is it 300, 250, or 200?
Okay. Are you sure it was a silver or a gold shekel?
No, they're silver shekels. It's silver and gold, but it's silver and gold. Just answer the question. You're killing me here. how many shekels? Now, I'm not looking for the comedian that grew up Jewish, so how many shekels, besides that guy, did Achan hide from Joshua? 300, 250, or 200?
Achan hide from 200.
That is correct! Excellent guess! Yes, you got it! Was that a guess? Be honest.
Sorry?
Was that a guess, or did you know?
Well, I had a guess, but then I checked it to confirm it. Because I was more leaning towards 250 or 200.
Yeah,
so.
200, that's it. So, good job, yeah. Brother. Good, very, very good job. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Hey, I was a little disappointed earlier when you talked to other caller that you were very excited to hear from him, but you never told me ever. I said, well, what a way to end
that's
the
hilarious
weekend. Oh, okay.
That's right. I was
I know,
only excited
I know,
to hear from
biased.
You.
I know. Deep down somewhere in your heart that you're excited when I call you.
That's worth $1 million right there. I might have to take that and clip that.
If
that's
I have
hilarious.
$1 million.
That was a great line. That was a very, very funny line. I love
it. Hey, praying for your grandson. What's the update?
You know, that's funny because it's funny you should bring that up, and I'd like you to keep praying for him. I sent something out to Julianne and haven't heard back from her. We're praying for her to have that stay angel situation, and that's just been up and down and up and down, but she said they're trying somebody new this week, and I haven't heard back, and so I sent her a text 2 days ago, and then I sent her a text again this morning going, are you reading your texts? Because that's my way of saying you didn't answer my text 2 days ago. So I actually don't have an update, but his status, he's done so much better than anybody ever thought he would ever do. Okay, so that's just the reality. There's nothing that anybody can say. But I haven't gotten a clearer update as to how his overall health is. But the last time I saw him on video, which is about a week ago, he looked great. I mean, he looked better.
Oh, good.
He looked. She gave him a good haircut. I mean, I do give her a hard time about that. I say, sometimes your haircuts are not great. Oh. I say, stop using a bowl.
A grandpa or the real haircut?
No, a real haircut. No, but sometimes she does the bowl cut, and that doesn't work for anybody. You know what I'm saying? So Carter Bear, you're talking about him, or you're talking about Carter Bear, the sick one? I mean, which one? You're talking about the Easton, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm making sure because Carter Bear was sick, but he's better. So.
Hey, now I have a serious question.
Uh-oh.
How would you deal as a Christian when during the traffic the other driver give you a finger as tall as the hockey stick because you were talking about hockey? So how would you react?
I give the peace sign.
Okay.
That's what I do. For people to get really mad at me, when they get mad at me or do something like that, I just go, peace. It's like, now it's in your ballpark. You figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, it's so bizarre. Like,
I know.
I don't think so. That was my mistake, but that person got so mad.
Yeah,
rolled his finger down. Yeah. Oh, I mean, window, and then say, yeah. All right.
I mean, you don't do.
Still love the Dallas Stars.
Okay, well,
I'm a Canucks fan, so I care less about the Dallas Stars. So.
Okay, well, I care about the Lions this weekend, but I'm gonna refrain until we get there. Okay. All right, brother.
Thank you, sir.
I love you, bro.
And Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom to you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Sometimes you just got to talk. First or second Chronicles. Oh, you're going to like this. Now, don't get mad at me. I didn't write this book. I love this book, but don't get mad at me about this. Second Chronicles 10, 12 through 15. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day, just as the king had ordered. Return to me on the third day. Then the king answered them harshly. King Rehoboam rejected the elders' advice and spoke to them according to the young men's advice, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to it. My father disciplined you with whips, but I with barbed scorpions. The king did not listen to the people because the turn of events came from God. In order that the Lord might carry out his word that he had spoken through Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam, son of Nebat. Here is the thing that escapes us often. Going back to Job, how much did you love going through some of that study on Job? The king rejected the most common sense thing. They said, hey, the people said, hey, we'll serve you. Just don't be like as mean as your dad was. Which tells you Solomon wasn't always nice, right? He gets the advice from the old people. That's reasonable. That's or older counselors. That's a reasonable thing. People just, want a little bit of a break. Got it. The younger people say, no, give them the exact opposite. Tell them it's going to be worse than ever. It's going to be terrible. That's awful advice. That's what young people usually give off. Not always, but sometimes. Yeah, most of the time. Elihu was different. Then the king gives him that response. Not even a common sense, not even a logical king response. It's just a dumb, 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 dumb thing. But what happened is that the king responded that way because God had a plan that he wanted to come together. And part of that plan had to do with splitting up the tribes. And people are like, well, that's because the king did that. No, it's because God did that. You think, well, no. It's like, no, exactly. In fact, when Rehoboam went to fight against him, it was the Lord who said, go the other way. This whole thing is from me. And you're just like, you can't believe that would happen. How could God permit that? Because he was fulfilling his word and his plan. And what we don't get is that the plan of God exceeds and super exceeds our thought process of what it should or shouldn't be. It's awesome that we have these great ideological concepts of what God should or shouldn't do. He doesn't care in the context that his plan is going to be fulfilled. So what I want you to get is the king rejected common sense. You're thinking, well, why? Why would he do that? Because the answer is told you in Scripture. It's because this turn came about from the Lord. In 2 Chronicles 11:4, it says, this is what the Lord say. You're not to march up and fight against your brothers. Each of you must return home, for this incident has come from me. You think, we can't possibly. You do not tell God how to operate as God. I do not. We're not allowed. We're allowed to trust him and leave it in his hands. But you're not allowed to tell God you're doing a lousy job being God. His purposes will be fulfilled. You going through, I was, you know, rereading and going through some of my material on Broken for His Glory. I'm starting to think that book is going to have a kind of a serious resurgence, because sometimes God will break you and not let you have the what you anticipated so that he can do something greater for his purposes. I'm like, oh, wait. It's like, no, not wait. Not mine, but thy will be done. Isn't that what we all said when we said, yes, Jesus? That is what we said. Let's stick with it, okay? We'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the David Spoon Experience.
I am such a sinner. Not just a sinner. I am such a sinner. I'm like the biggest sinner ever. That's how I felt. And then it was the understanding that God really cared about me. And therein lies the key. Because God did care. He does care. And it's the same for you. You're listening to me. He does care. And that pain you're going through, it makes him weep. And you might say, well, you can't back that up spiritually or scripturally. Yes, I can. John chapter 11, verse 35. Jesus wept, not for Lazarus. Lazarus was getting up in 5 minutes, but all the grief and the pain around him. Come on. God has a heart. His heart's bigger than your heart. So here's part of the things that I'm skipping light years. I'm just going past it. But it's like, when that guy started crying, and I started getting mad, and then he said it was, this is how the Lord feels for you, and this is the Lord's heart for you. It just showed me, I'm so hard-hearted. I'm like a rock, but not in a good way. You know, I'm like a dumb rock. Like, oh, man, what's the matter with me? And so you know what he did when he was done doing that? Because now I'm gone, right? Because now you, how do you think after that happens, how do you think I feel? Okay. So now I'm like, please pray for me. That's right. Because I'm just lost. And he prays for me. And it's powerful. It's like, you know, it's unbelievable. It's just really, very, really powerful. Here's the thing that leads up to it. Now, are you ready? And that is the powerful point, especially when he cried. But it turns out that I went to that church for a little while. You want to hear something absolutely, positively, mind-blowing, amazing? 3 months later, on a Sunday night, I was preaching in that church. And I was preaching Romans 1:16, the very first thing I ever taught in my life. In that church, in Pastor David Huntsworth Church, Abundant Life in Dillon, Colorado. And I'll tell you one thing that I hope you really hear. And that is, that one experience so affected me, I was never the same person again. It just showed me that God really does care. We're pretty hard-hearted. Yeah, we're mashugi from time to time. Not God. He's totally awesome. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. I don't know if you guys caught that. I'm positive most people did not. But that Phil that was just on, That is all from what I – I mean, I just said it 20 seconds before he played that fill. And remember, Jacob has no idea about the fill. I have no idea about the fill. They just come. And I just said I have a feeling that Broken for His Glory, the book that I wrote, is going to have kind of a resurgence. That is exactly from that book. I just said I think it's going to have a resurgence. And it's like, boom, that was the fill. You've got to catch. Those are those cool things. What does that mean? I don't know. I just know that it means that the Lord's going to be, I have a feeling, ministering to people who are hurt and have been hurt and are looking for a place to find healing in some of those hurts, whether it's from a church or whether it's relationship-oriented or any of the other things. You just get that sense that the Lord's going to do some healing for people in some of those areas, and I think it's all going to come through that. But we'll see, all right? That's how I'm going to leave it. All right, we'll do one more trivia question. I don't have time for history because I have one more teaching, but here we go on the trivia question. How many men from the early church were chosen to be deacons or servants? And that would be coming from Acts chapter 6, verse 5. How many men were chosen in the early church? They were specifically designated to be deacons, technically diakonos, which is servants. Was it 3, 6, or 7? 3, 6, or 7? Want to give, again, props to Joanne and Cordelia answering before I finish the question. That's pretty good. How many men from the early church were chosen to be deacons slash servants? Was it 3, 6, or 7? Your answer is in Acts chapter 6, verse 5. Now I got to slow it down, Dave. Acts chapter 6, verse 5. If you want to, you can reach out to us just on a tight time frame, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. I'm going to start this teach. I think it's really, really worthwhile. This is from Pastor Ray, my good friend, who I am jealous of and think of often. He wrote this called Where Life Begins. So let me just do this. This is my top three for him. I just love his writing, but here's what he wrote. He's quoting Psalm 16:11. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is the fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever. Here's what Pastor Ray writes. Our lives are messy, often full of chaos. While getting through daily living, we can be sure of one thing. God's presence is with us. In the beginning, the Holy Spirit hovered over the earth, and the earth was without form and void. Now he hovers over our lives. His presence is ready to bring life into our disorderly world. He wants us to know he is with us, hovering directly over us, ready to speak words of light into our darkness. In the very next verse, God spoke light into existence. Let there be light. The original Hebrew language literally says, light be. And light was. Pastor Ray writes, I like that. It's direct. God speaks and it happens. We will do the same for our individual lives. He will do the same for our individual lives. We need to open the doors and windows of our souls to allow the presence of the Holy Spirit to speak words of life and light into our lives. He writes, I urge you to take the presence of God personally. It's not just about church or what you do. God's presence is about you, whether you're a son or a daughter, you're a son or a daughter of your heavenly Father. We all have areas in our lives that need refreshing and healing of the Holy Spirit. We all need the presence of God. Psalm 91 is a warfare psalm about God's presence. As I read the entire psalm, especially at the beginning, I realize the psalm speaks of abiding in the presence of God to find safety in warfare. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Let me say that again. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Whether we want to acknowledge it or not, we are engaged in spiritual warfare. We're all facing battles that can seem overwhelming, but God promises his presence and his victory where we will experience the fullness of joy. The path of life truly begins in God's presence. Don't miss it. That's what Pastor Ray wrote. That's why I like his stuff. I mean, it's just as straightforward as can be. You know, the Lord is with you. We just talked about this, I mean, two segments ago. And this element that the Lord has us, and we can settle it in our minds, and we don't have to walk in this spirit of fear. We don't have to walk with this anticipation of dread. You know, and I've said this multiple times. When people are afraid, they are, it's always the future. It's not the past. If something you did in the past catches up with you, it's what it's going to do to you now and in the future, not from the past. So every time you're afraid, it has to do with what's coming, not what's already here. And the Lord wants you to be free from that fear. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Stay close to the King. So close, you're in his shadow. Ever see somebody walking down the street and you see their shadow? It's pretty tight. Stay that tight. And that's where you find life. Get that? I mean, this is so good, right? All right. How many men from the other church were chosen to serve as deacons, diakonos, or servants? Was it 3, 6, or 7? And the answer is 7. 7. That's Acts chapter 6, verse 5. Okay? All right. I do want you to check out on the website so you can see the project I'm working on. You'll find out that it is closely connected to some of the things that we just talked about on the show, because we are that goofy. You have been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 90-and-a-half-hour break. Then we'll come back, or 70-and-a-half-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.